Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Hit up Target or Walmart on early August weekends, and what you'll see is a sea of people, adults and children, clamoring for pencils, glue sticks, notebooks, earphones, water bottles, wet wipes, boxed tissues. Sound overwhelming? I can attest from personal experience it is. Yet for families with students K through 12, braving the aisles of retail stores with their kids' back-to-school supplies list is a harrowing and expensive necessity. What's also true is that teachers in Missouri spend a whole lot of money to get back-to-school ready, and much of that comes out of their own wallets. Holly Edgel is the managing editor of the Midwest Newsroom, a public radio collaboration among NPR member stations in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. Her story about Midwest teachers and their spending on classroom necessities went live this morning, and she's now here with us live to discuss it. Holly, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So let's get right to the wallet part. How much do teachers across the country spend per year on school supplies?
So in 2023, the National Education Association estimated somewhere between $700 and $900 on average, and that's every year.
Mm-hmm.
But then another research group called Richfield Research Group did a study in 2024 of teachers in all 50 states, 2,500 teachers, where the numbers were a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, in Missouri, way higher.
So what does this spending in the Midwest, like if it is that high, why is it so high?
Well, it's interesting because talking to teachers and even some of the foundations and other support organizations, they really point to the fact that state budgets for education, while incrementally increasing, are not taking into account inflation costs, not just for supplies, but for all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that supplies are getting more expensive, and they specifically said that school supplies in that category, those prices specifically have gone up more than 20% in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're saying. It's hard to get from the schools whether that, in fact, is the reason why more teachers are paying out of pocket. But from the perspective of the teachers and the support groups that try to help teachers, that's kind of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. And teacher salaries have not risen either, right?
That's right. Especially for Missouri. Missouri actually ranks second lowest in the nation for starting salaries for teachers at around $37,000. It's a little bit better over in Illinois, more than $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas also has about more than $40,000 as starting salaries.
Yeah. Holly, what are the factors that affect how much a teacher might spend?
Sure. Well, there's, of course, the list that you were talking about, how the parents have these lists that have to go to, you know, Target and pick up their stuff, Walmart, dollar store. So if for some reason a family can't afford it, we calculated, for example, that it's about $100 for kindergarten. Kindergarten can be most expensive. And so if say you have multiple children in the school,
yes,
right? You pick and choose what you maybe can afford. Then the students show up to a classroom and teachers will make sure that those kids, if they're lacking the backpack, if they're
mm-hmm.
lacking the Kleenex, if they're lacking the ear pods or the earbuds, earphones that many students are now required to have, teachers will dig into that. If they need crayons, anything that's needed, the teacher will reach into their pocket and find or get money for themselves or find a donor or some other way to get that
mm-hmm.
for the kids.
So one of the things that people might not be thinking about is the way that teachers, they establish a safe environment that is conducive to learning. And so we're not talking just about pencils, erasers, you know, paper. Anywhere between almost half to a third of teachers in Missouri, they do spend their own money to buy things that could sound like extras to some folks. Talk with us a bit about that, Holly.
Sure. Well, a teacher I spoke with, her name is Kristen Beinecke. She's in Union, Missouri. kindergarten teacher, more than 20 years experience, also has worked in Maryland and Indiana. She talked about creating a space that kids want to come to and feel safe in. Mm-hmm. There's no way a teacher can know always, especially beginning of the school year, where that child is coming from, the context of their home, what they're coming to. And so the things that she has done over time is built up a stock of using a lot of her own money to make her classroom a welcoming place. And that can be anywhere from things with bright colors to cushions to a reading corner. She's developed her own library over time with her own money. She says the schools do a great job of providing the basics, like, you know, the furniture, the teaching supplies in terms of the curriculum requirements. But to walk into a blank slate classroom is not always the best way that's conducive for her children, and not only small children, but imagine a teenager coming to high school for the first time. Mm-hmm. So teachers feel that those things are not extras.
Yeah.
They're absolutely necessary to build a foundation for learning.
Mm-hmm. Something else that your piece pointed to was how much is spent on things like snacks, cleaning supplies, and first aid supplies. Now, snacks we could sort of look at as being, why is that necessary? But cleaning supplies and first aid supplies, should that not come from the school?
Well, this is the question. The National Education Association points out that, you know, schools now believe that teachers will do this. They will dig deep for whatever is needed. You'd think that things like cleaning supplies and snacks, as well as first aid, would be something the district would provide. And some do, and some don't. Or some might be able to provide at the beginning of the school year. Some foundations, education foundations out there, they exist to re-up the classrooms at mid-year. Mm-hmm. So that is an interesting phenomenon to me. And then for snacks, again, we don't know, the teacher doesn't always know what the kid is coming to the classroom with, mm-hmm. what kind of food situation is at home. We've seen variations in school feeding programs and what is provided by the school district.
Right.
And so for learning, we know children cannot learn if they're hungry. And so healthy snacks will become something the teacher might feel she needs or he needs to provide.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the stop gaps. There are a number of them that you wrote about in your piece. Talk with us about a couple of them that you found interesting that could serve Missouri in places, you know, like Lawrence, Kansas, which is not too far from certain parts of our state.
It's really interesting. So several jurisdictions in Kansas have something called school supplies for fines. And basically, if you owe a fine, and these are things like parking fines or court costs, up to $50, you can buy $15 worth of school supplies, bring those and your receipt to the court in Lawrence, Kansas, and they will basically settle your fine immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you're paying a $50 fine for $15, and then the school supplies go into a big pool that the schools can then distribute.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's working great, according to Lawrence, court and schools.
Right. In your piece, you also include resources, you know, news you can use. That's
right.
Something that,
that I'm big on that.
Right. Now, I have seen flyers and banners for Back to School America, and that is a national level organization. Can you talk briefly about some organizations that are close to us here in the St. Louis area?
Sure. So this is a really interesting industry that's come up. So there are different schools that do it. There are different foundations that do it. Back to School America does it. And the list is on our website. But basically what they do is they exist to work with corporations and individual donors to build up stocks so that either they can get them to the schools or the teachers or the families directly.
Mm-hmm. So it is highly dependent on people's generosity.
It really is. And even Ms. Beinecke in our story talked about the fact that Union, Missouri happens to be a very active and generous community, and mm-hmm. they keep the school pretty well stocked with a lot of different necessities. But not every community is in that position.
Mm-hmm. So we should point out that while many teacher salaries are not going up, there have been some increases. For example, teachers at St. Louis Public Schools, they'll receive a 17% pay increase over the next 3 years, And that started with a 7% increase that took place in, or took effect, that is, in July this year. And as we pointed out, starting salary in Missouri specifically is low relative to salaries in the rest of the country. What do you think it says about society, you know, that we have almost come to expect that teachers will pick up the slack?
Yeah, well, I think that the teachers themselves will tell you it's because it's a passion for them. They cannot do their job if they feel like children are lacking in any way. And Kristen Beinecke in my story says that. And I think that the NEA, the National Education Association, points to the fact that teachers are among the lowest paid compared to anybody else who has their same level of education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really stark statement about teachers and how they're seen, as they're seen as so important,
right?
And we depend on them for everything, but perhaps we're leaning on their passion and their good nature and knowing that they will try to step up, and that then, you know, those raises that the teachers are going to get, well, that's great, but that shouldn't have to go then to keep up with school supplies. That
right,
should be for them
right.
and their families.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's just another example of priorities and how we think about rewarding the people who are on the front lines of our community life.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to make sure that we also work in how many teachers themselves are parents, that
Absolutely.
They have their own kids
yeah.
to support as well.
A quick note on social media, someone commented on my story and said within their family there are several teachers who have Amazon wish lists, not for their own kids, or for their own kids and for their students.
Mm-hmm.
And they circulate those within their families.
Well, Holly, thank you again for coming in. Holly Edgell is the managing editor of the Midwest Newsroom, a public radio collaboration among NPR member stations in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. You can find her story with those resources about Midwest teachers and their spending on class necessities at stlpr.org.
This episode was produced by Elaine Chaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr.
This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.